On my worst day, I could beat the hell out of you.
I don't think so.
You will.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We'll turn morning into afternoon. We'll take you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on an either-or Thursday down there in San Angelo on ESPN 960 here in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. You could be texting in right now if you want to. We've got a few things to discuss, don't we? 806-855-3712 to get in on the text line. Obviously, the resignation of Mark Adams announced last night after Texas Tech falls 78-62 to West Virginia, ending their season in the Big 12 tournament. We will discuss all the implications of that and what happens now. And unbelievably, even on social media last night, some people were still shocked that Mark Adams was resigning. It's like, welcome to, I don't know where you've been, but that was where it was headed. That's what happened. And now Texas Tech will be looking for a new coach. So we've got Big 12 tournament to look at. Already some storylines today, and one of them is not very good at all. Bill Self, Kansas head coach, will not coach today. He's in a Kansas City hospital. What is being reported as a potential heart attack. So he will not be on the bench today against West Virginia. And then a story that started blowing up last night, allegations of player mistreatment there in the TCU program, Lampkins versus Dixon, and it involves a mama. And you never want the mama to get involved. That's what's happening, though, with that. So many other things to look at as we go through today, so just join us on the show. Text in 806-855-3712. If you're listening on the apps, we appreciate you. Thanks for downloading that. If you haven't, go to kkm.com, download it. You can listen anywhere. Turn on notifications so you don't miss anything you need to be notified about. And you can follow the station on Twitter, too, at Talk1039. Now, me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. Come back with the daily broadcast around 6:30 in the evening. If you miss it, you can check it out on our website, theraiderland.com. We'll be back tonight, obviously, visiting with you guys. We literally, as we wrapped up our round ball rewind last night, was when Texas Tech made the announcement that Adams wasn't going to be back, and I'd already gone 40 minutes. So I was like, eh, we'll catch everybody tomorrow on the radio and on the daily broadcast. He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, host of the Rob Bro Show on radio on this station right here, Talk 103.9 FM from 1 to 2 every afternoon. He pulses the people and a third of the gambling gauchos. Happy Thursday. And it feels like we should at least be to Friday today, maybe even Saturday. This is weird. I mean, it just feels like we've had about 2 weeks in 1 week going back to Sunday lunchtime when the suspension of Mark Adams was announced.
Right.
To as we sit here today with a season over and now the head coach search beginning. But happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday to you.
I mean, we discussed it yesterday and you nailed it. As far as the track that it started to look like it might go down on, as I said last night, if you'd told me that Mark Adams would resign as little as 2 weeks ago, I would have thought you were crazy.
Yeah.
Certainly a month ago, Christmas.
We had that conversation.
None of that defiance, right. You know, in the final days.
Yeah.
But I'm still surprised that some people are surprised that this is the way it ended. And also, one more time, it had nothing to do with quoting scripture. All right?
Right.
So here we are. Were you surprised they announced it last night as close to the end of the game as they did?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I knew it would be after their final game.
Right.
But, yeah, I was really surprised it was right after the game and during the other game.
Right.
I kind of thought they would do it during another Big 12 tournament game to take a little heat off.
Yeah.
But to do it right after is crazy.
Well, and I don't know.
Not crazy, but
I don't know if the Tech players were still in media or not.
Right.
But to also do it in a time frame where they might have to announce it, our answer to some questions on that, I was kind of surprised.
Surely it was right after the presser.
I would think so, given the time frame.
Surely,
I'd like to think that. But yeah, I was a little surprised that they did it last night, but. How weird must that have been, being Kirby Hocutt, which is a new upcoming show on True TV, sitting there in the stands next to Dustin Womble looking at your watch going, "Here about 30 minutes, boom."
It also makes more sense why Luke Adams was not on the trip.
Yeah. Yeah, completely now. So here we are. He resigns. I have not seen anything firm as far as what sort of settlement may or may not have been reached. But to me, it becomes pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Mark Adams didn't want any more investigation, didn't want anything else to transpire, and was probably presented with a couple of options on how this was going to end. Yeah. And he chose the resignation route.
I'm comfortable assuming it was a reduced buyout, but I'm sure they did come up with some sort of settlement.
Yeah. And whether you have a non-disclosure agreement and each party agrees that they won't go after the other publicly or any sort of lawsuit incrimination, I would think that is all in there. So that's what we got today. Now, here's our either-or questions, and we do want to get your thoughts on what has happened, what is going to happen, and so much. Even the game last night was kind of interesting. 806-855-3712. Next Tech head coach, either a young up-and-comer, a rising star that you're not buying low, but that you have identified the potential next great coach. Would that have been, was Chris Beard that guy when he was hired, by the way? Was Chris Beard the young up-and-coming coach?
I believe so.
Or do
with,
you...
With stops at Angelo State.
Arkansas.
And Arkansas, Little Rock.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Arkansas, Little Rock.
And UNLV.
The long-time
UNLV head coach. Oh, they still speak so fondly of his time there in Vegas.
He was a 10-year assistant at the Power 5 level, yeah. So I think people took that, especially at Texas Tech. He came home. But
so either young up-and-comer or an older, established veteran head coach. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying Jim Boeheim by that, but I mean a guy who is, let's say, in his at least late 40s.
Yeah.
In that realm that has been a D1 head coach for a while and is established. He's got a track record. He's got skins on the wall that you're willing to
some tournament experience.
As well. Yeah, tournament experience,
yeah.
Deep run maybe. So that's the either-or question. Either a young up-and-comer coach or an older established veteran. Which one? You can answer this two ways. Which one do you want? Which one do you think Tech will go with? It's a two-pronged question. The other one, and just because we've talked so much about the concession stand items there at the Big 12 tournament, they did a couple of shots on that during the game. Did you notice that? Brett Yormark had sent the memo out. We made them. You're going to show them.
And there were several like podcasters, media members out there doing the food reviews.
The influencers.
Yeah, the influencers.
If we were there, we would have been doing exactly the same thing.
Oh, 100%. I would have bought every single item.
In order of that, you could have one of these two things free for life at every sporting event you go to, that you get this special Raiderland card. It's probably gold. And for the rest of your life, when you go to a sporting event, you can either have free nachos or free hot dogs. It's free, and it's unlimited.
It's like the all-you-can-eat seats.
It's all-you-can-eat seats in every sporting event you go to. Tech game, NBA, NFL game, Tech base, whatever it is. I have the card.
The black card.
I have the card.
Be gold or black?
I think it'd be gold.
Yeah, I think so.
Free for life, either nachos or hot dogs. Which one would you choose? All right, we'll get to some text messages before the first timeout. 806-855-3712. Doughboy, our resident trucker in Raiderland, checking in from Arkansas. Headed to Bridgeport with some roofing granules and then finally home. He's been on the road a while. I mean, 6 days on the road, maybe. Texter, right off the bat, maybe Tech needs to look hard at the AD. Yeah, I mean, this is certainly all Kirby Hocutt's fault. 100%. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. All Texter red, not all Texter red on the air. Texter wants to know, where does AMAC rank in NIL across college basketball? Rumors are 400,000 for playing in 10 games for Tech. Actually, it was more than 400,000, slightly more than 400,000.
Per game? No, per game played?
Per game played.
Per game played, he's number one. Yeah. I bet. I guarantee.
Yeah, because, you know, Timmy was out there at Gonzaga getting over $1 million.
Right.
In total.
And Nigel Pack was getting a huge deal at Miami.
But those guys played 30 games.
Right.
So when you amateurize it, and by the way, I have thoughts on AMAC, who announced yesterday, or last night after the game, couldn't wait to let everybody know, yeah, hey, portal, I'm in. If anybody would like my services or anything, please let me know. Contact my agent. I do have thoughts on AMAC that we'll get to. Texter, let's get Rick Pitino or Steve Alford. Did somebody really type Steve Alford?
Is that the guy from Oregon?
He failed coach at New Mexico, failed coach at pretty much everywhere he's been. Played for Knight at Indiana. That's Steve Alford.
Who's the guy at Oregon that everyone wanted last time?
Dana Altman.
Altman.
Yeah, Dana Altman.
Altman, not Alford. Yeah. I knew it was started with
Steve
an A.
Steve Alford. Please.
Does he fit either category of young up-and-comer or established?
No.
So we got a neither.
Yeah. Texter, I don't know all the rumors, but I feel for Adams. He took over during a frantic time and kept us relevant for a year. I'm grateful for that year. Well, be grateful for that year. I'm not going to tell you how to feel. You can be grateful for that year. You can be disappointed in everything that transpired. But everything that transpired, 100%, by the choices and actions of former Texas Tech head coach Mark Adams. All right, here we go. We got to hit the timeout. Free for life. All sporting events you go to, either nachos or hot dogs, which do you choose and why? Next head coach, either young up-and-coming coach or an older established veteran coach. What do you want? Give us your thoughts. Also on the game, 78-62. We're looking at the transfer issues as well now. Everybody can leave, by the way. Everybody can leave Texas Tech right now, and they will get a waiver by the NCAA. 806-855-3712 for you to jump in on the text line. We'll take the first time out of the day. We're just getting rocking and rolling here. Got you till 1 o'clock. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Did you listen in on Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports, ESPN 960 San Angelo? It's either or Thursday. Next Texas Tech head coach. What do you want? What do you think will happen? Either a young up-and-coming head coach or an older established veteran coach. Who do you think ends up getting this job? Also, free for life at all sporting events for you, either nachos or hot dogs. Which one would you choose and why? We have the Mark Adams resignation, in case anybody hadn't heard. And there was a game last night, 78-62, West Virginia. I think you laid out a couple of scenarios yesterday on the show about the game. I think one of them was Tech starts off okay and then just fizzles, fades, and everything. And that's exactly what we saw.
Yeah, that was the most likely outcome in my opinion.
You know, that they came out a little bit hot. They were shooting lights out with Tech, and West Virginia through the first 5 minutes was like at 23%, and you just knew regression to the mean was going to occur. And Tech never really built the lead up enough. They should have, given the way the stats look, they should have had a much larger lead early on, and that was a big warning sign.
Well, at the first sign of adversity, they kind of folded, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Hadn't seen that, had we? Texter, I don't care if the next coach is younger, middle-aged, or older. I want a winner. Age means nothing at this point in time. Answer the question.
Let's assume they're both winners.
Yeah. You're not going to hire a loser.
Well, you might, but not on purpose.
Well, not on purpose. Texter, which version of the hot dogs and nachos, the $1 version or the $10 version? If it says nachos or it says hot dogs, you can have it for free.
Yeah. Like if you go to a Rangers game, you can get the big helmet for free.
Yeah.
Or the boomstick.
Oh, good heavens. Doughboy has been on the road for 2 weeks now.
Oh, wow.
That would have made for a very good song. 14 days on the road or not, you know.
Maybe say Fortnite.
Fortnite. A fortnight on the road. Another texter. Blaming Hocut for all this is asinine. I would agree.
Not really.
Had the search firm. It's not like they rushed into the hire. It wasn't like they rushed to give an extension and a pay raise or anything.
If a team loses, who do you blame?
Yeah, you blame
the head coach, right?
Who hired the head coach?
Well, no, more than that, the athletic department's a team, right?
Yeah.
Well, so if the team fails, yeah, I mean, right? If a business folds, who do you blame? The CEO, right?
Here's my piece of advice. If I were sitting next to Kirby Hoka,
yeah,
like some people at the game, two of your most frustrating hires, the way they ended up, have been because you hired somebody that nobody else would have hired at that time. No one was going to hire Cliff Kingsbury to be a major college head football coach when Tech hired him. But you did it because it felt good. The people liked it. You were serving the people. The same thing with Mark Adams 2 years ago. No Power Five school of consequence was going to go, well, hey, he didn't get on the plane. We got to get him. Whoever you hire for this job, it needs to be somebody that, one, has a job right now that you're taking away from somebody else. Two, that other schools would like to hire. There's my litmus test right now. That's the first, right off the bat. You've had a couple of hires here at Texas Tech, and it was feel good. It was PR. I liken it to, at the time, you know, Hokut, like the Emperor of Rome, holding up the thumbs up, thumbs down to the crowd. What do they want? They want Adams. We better give them Adams.
Right.
So, from that standpoint, did Hokut give in to the mob? Was he too weak to go outside? Or did everybody get what they thought they wanted right then?
Was he angry and his judgment clouded?
Go back to that press conference. That was an angry man.
Yeah.
I'm talking April 4.
And again, the Mark Adams you hired, I don't think is the Mark Adams that showed up in year two.
Huh.
That's not Kirby Hokut's fault.
No. Although there were some underlying issues at the time he was hired that they were aware of.
Yeah.
Texts are going with hot dogs for life. That sounds really good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I would go hot dog.
You know?
I'll go this. The floor of a hot dog is a hot dog.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a bad hot dog. It's just kind of baked in that the hot dog is what it is.
Right.
You can get some bad nachos. There's a nacho around, I'm not going to say where, but there's a nacho around, okay?
Yeah.
That I've had in the recent past that is the worst ballpark nacho I've ever had. Now, it was good. I guess the floor of a nacho is still similar, but the cheese ratio, the cheese to chip ratio is way off. It's a fair price, but I would say a hot dog just plain and dry is better than a bad nacho game.
To that end, not this past football season, but the previous one, I did have a bad hot dog. And here, like you say, on the low floor here, it was so bad I ate two of them.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
And even as I'm plowing through the second one, I'm going, this is really not very good. However.
And if they're free, I mean, you can't complain about a free hot dog. I could still complain about a free nacho. Yeah.
Texter says Steve Alford's nickname at Iowa was All Fraud, and he could never get out of the second round of the tournament. Just say no. No one's saying yes.
Well, one guy
one texter. Drunk at 11:30 in the morning. Texter, I would want all-you-can-eat hot dogs and nachos. I'm a traditionalist. Answer the question. You know? Is it asking too much for Raiderland to get some truth about what the heck all happened in the program? Is Hokut going to make an appearance anytime soon? Do you know? Thanks. I think we've pretty much laid out here everything that has gone on, minus portions of a man's personal life that you can find anywhere else almost that you want to, that I'm not going to enter in the discussion on this show.
But we have discussed the Maui incident. We've discussed Fardaw's being in and out. We've discussed the past week of events. I mean, that's all enough, right? You don't have to get into the inside.
Yeah.
Or off the court. Out of the facility.
There
stuff.
Have been multiple meetings that we've
yeah
chronicled here. I don't know what else you need to know. I got thoughts on AMAC. Texter, Texas Tech basketball royalty take the reins. Cheryl Swoops, first female head men's coach of Texas Tech men's sports, would capture the attention of the sports world. It's voice to text, so I don't know what they mean here. In no, your reasons why it's a crazy idea. She's a failed basketball coach. She's a great player.
Great player.
Cheryl's a failed basketball coach in the women's game.
If you were going to hire a woman, which I'm not opposed to, but go hire Becky Hammon.
Yeah.
She's successful.
Yeah. Coach Sharp is rested.
What about the South Carolina coach or
Dawn Staley?
Yeah. She's successful.
She's successful. And she's not young.
Yeah, there you go.
She's established.
She's the B answer, huh?
Texter disagrees with the hot dog theory here. Nachos over hot dogs, the reason you can do more with nachos. Can you?
Right, but I think, in my opinion, the more is what gets them in trouble.
Yeah. Texter, does Hoka not get nor deserve any blame? I say he does some at least. Yeah, he gets some. You know what I blame him for? For giving you people what you wanted instead of being strong enough to say no. We're not going to do that.
Now, we weren't anti-Mark Adams when he was hired, so I don't...
No.
You can't say you people.
No.
Us.
I'm talking...
Gave us what we wanted.
Gave the people what they wanted.
Yeah.
The Cliff hire, he gave you what you wanted. He didn't get on the bus. We're going to give him free barbecue for life. He stayed around. 806-855-3712. Nachos, hot dogs, and nachos. Your thoughts on the season and anything else that may be on your mind. Use that 806 so it doesn't go to the angry man in Florida. We want to get your text messages. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We'll take you until 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. It's either or Thursday. Will Texas Tech's next head coach either be young and an up-and-comer or an older established veteran? You can tell us what you think will happen, what you want to see happen. Also, you can get this free for life at all sporting events you go to because we have this power. Would you choose either nachos or hot dogs? Free for life. The Mark Adams resignation late last night. The game, 78-62. And then the biggest news coming out of the Big 12 tournament today is the Bill Self health scare. There are different reports right now. Here's what we know. He's in the hospital. It was perhaps a heart attack. Rob, I'm also seeing some reports that It could be stroke-related as well, that it's kind of all over the place. But he is stable, they say. Obviously not coaching today, so we'll be praying for the good health of one Bill Self, but that will be the dominant storyline today.
I don't know that I want to... I'll just say it. Is he going to retire?
I mean, hard to say without knowing the severity of this.
I mean, this is... Not to bring up another coach who's gone through it, but Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Or even Jerry Kill.
Right.
Both who retired and then got back into the game later. Coaching, I think a lot of people think coaching is not an easy job for what you have to do, but not taxing or stressful.
Yeah.
On the body. Those are long hours.
Mm-hmm.
And intense 3-hour cardio sessions when you're out coaching, your heart's racing. If you have heart issues, it's not a safe job.
No. So we will, obviously, I think we'll learn more as the day goes on.
He just won his second national championship, just put another Big 12 title on his resume.
Nothing to prove.
And if that job is open, they could literally get anyone they want.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm high on the Texas Tech job. The list of candidates that are coming out, I don't know. I think Grant McCasland is the odds-on favorite right now.
That just seems like such a, I'll say it, lazy hire to me.
Well,
and he could come to Tech and win 30 games a year for 10 years. And,
well, why didn't he hire him 2 years ago?
Yeah. Could have had him then.
I mean, he wanted the job, allegedly.
I feel like I need to apologize to McCaslin and say, I'm not against you. It just doesn't move the needle. This job is beyond looking at North Texas State. This is a better job than having to take that guy.
If he was the hire, I would not be upset. I think he's good. I think he has a plan. I think he has a brand. I think he has an identity.
Got a binder.
He's got a binder like Joey McGuire. I think he would fit the university. I think whatever shortcomings he has, recruiting or otherwise, at North Texas would be alleviated at Texas Tech. I said yesterday on the show, somebody said that was a Matt Wells hire. It's only a Matt Wells hire if McCaslin brings his entire North Texas staff
right. And
doesn't try to go get anybody new. Doesn't try to go get some Power 5 experience and otherwise.
Now, hopefully, Tech won't be announcing the hiring of a coach until late March at the earliest.
Hopefully.
Texter on the text line, which is where the cool texters are, 806-855-3712. Nachos for me because I share and my daughter would rather throw the hot dog on the field rather than eat it. And give me a young, up-and-coming coach, says the texter. Well, then you give us a young, up-and-coming coach. Doughboy checking back in. Gotta love Rico's nachos. But if no Rico's, go with the dog and spicy mustard. I like to keep a can of Rico's cheese sauce in the pantry at all times, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case that happens. Texter, first, I hope self is okay, but if you're Chris Beard, are you holding off on Ole Miss just in case? No.
Well, here's two things. He's not holding out just for Kansas.
Right.
But if you're Chris Beard, you don't have to go to Ole Miss. You don't have to take a job this year.
Right.
Chris Beard could go do media.
Yeah.
And would be good at it.
Be interesting.
For a year.
He could just sit around and be a Pat McAfee basketball version and do nothing but little fireside chats and bring on, you know, Jay Billis will be hopping on with him and all of his guys
Andy
will be on
Katz,
there.
Jeff Goodman.
Jeff Goodman will be there. It'll be a party. You know, the Chris Beard backyard party, sitting by the fire pit.
He could absolutely go work at Stadium.
If it's Beard to Ole Miss, by the way, it's going to happen really quick.
I mean, Ole Miss is not a good job. They don't care about the basketball program.
No.
They're not going to invest like Chris Beard wants them to invest. There's going to be immediate tenseness between Chris Beard and the athletic department because he's going to ask for the world.
By the way, all the media that was late to the Beard is emerging as the number one candidate at Ole Miss. Where were you 2 weeks ago when we were telling you this here?
Right.
Texter says you can add nacho cheese to your hot dogs, but you can't add hot dogs to your nachos.
Why not?
What's stopping you? You know?
You can have a hot dog nacho.
Yeah. Texter, bring back Darvin Ham. Tech needs a Tubby Smith type coach, but will stay 5 to 7 years.
You missed Darvin Ham.
Yeah, the Darvin Ham window be gone. Would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Because I really think if they had hired Ham
and kept Mark
and
Adams.
Cut Mark Adams.
Yeah. Yes.
Would have been interesting. Texter. I haven't listened to you in quite a while, so I haven't heard everything you covered about the program. Now I remember why you obnoxious POS.
All right.
Good to have you back listening. Our clients, thank you. Let's see. No.
Okay. Was that the same guy that said we didn't cover the
issues?
Okay. I've not listened to you in months, but you haven't been talking about
anything.
That's right. Okay, all right.
I love the people who say, I don't ever listen, and then they can tell you everything you said.
We have a two-hour show, so let's just recap everything we've done in 6 months every day and not do anything else.
Texter says, the dog, more versatility, not much that you can put on nachos that wouldn't be good on a hot dog. Not sure if it works the other way. Chicago dog nachos? Nah. It's really fascinating, the split between the nacho people and the hot dog people on kind of the add-ons and everything else. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm still hot dog guy.
I lean hot dogs.
You could put, does Frito pie count in the nacho world?
Man.
It's chips and cheese?
Yeah, it's chips and cheese. It's basically just nachos hiding out with a little different, you know, hair piece.
Because you could put a Frito pie on a hot dog.
Texter, too easy, hot dogs for life, says Monty. Let's see. True story. Buddy visited Poland a few years ago, went to see Auschwitz. For those who don't know, that's a concentration camp. There was a hot dog cart right outside the gates, Hebrew National Dogs. Wow. Bold. Texter, I'd prefer a current or previous Power 6 head coach, and I'll take nachos. I'll modify my previous text and say I'm okay with the D2 coach being floated. Four national championships is impressive, and that takes a head coach that makes good decisions program-wide. Not in my top three, though.
That coach being referenced is Ben McCollum.
Ben McConnell, young proven winner.
McCollum.
It's McCollum. McCollum, Boyce to Tex, West Texas. You're never going to get that right.
No.
You know? He's no one that I would just immediately red flag for sure. You know?
Could you hire two head coaches? Could you give a D2 guy a jump? When Deion Sanders got to Colorado, his offensive coordinator hire was the Kent State head coach. So Colorado hired two head coaches for their football program. Could you do that for basketball? Could you go get a young head coach and move him up to the Power 6? He wouldn't stay long.
No.
But
if you hire the right head coach, though, do you need that guy? Do you need another head coach?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you go hire a defensive coach or if you go hire a recruiter, like if you hired Will Wade.
Yeah.
Who is not a great basketball coach, but a great recruiter. Like Chris Beard. It's Chris Beard and Mark Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Could you go for that again and have two head coaches and let one be the basketball coach and one be the program manager? And that's what we wanted when Darvin Ham was discussed.
I mean, that's what you're talking about right there.
You wanted the figurehead.
I mean, theoretically you could do it. If you get the right combination.
Right. I mean, I think that's really difficult, but.
Texter, throw a few names that in your mind would be a home run hire in y'all's opinion. Bill Self.
The problem is, I think a lot of the home run hires that would come to Texas Tech legitimately have baggage.
Yeah.
Sean Miller. Rick Pitino. A lot of those guys, because you could say like Ed Cooley would be a home run hire, but I just don't know. I don't know. He feels like a Big East guy.
Eric Musselman. Brad Underwood.
I don't think you could hire either of those guys.
Yeah. Well, I think you could.
I don't think you could.
You don't think they'd leave?
I don't think you're going to pay Eric Musselman $6 million to come to Lubbock.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
You could. I just don't know if they would, but you could.
I don't think they can.
Well, they've got the money. They just saved $7 million.
I know, but they offered Chris Beard $5.5 million to stay.
Right.
And that was after a Final Four and national championship appearance and two Elite Eights.
If the right coach is there, and that's the dollar amount, and the right people who support this program want it to happen, they have the money. It's just not an issue.
Having the money and paying the money are two different things.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, that they can. You're saying they wouldn't.
Right.
It's not that they can't. You're saying you don't think they would.
Right.
I think they would. And in this scenario, the way it's played out the last couple of years, I think it's vitally important to some people that this is absolutely, absolutely a knockout hire.
I don't think Eric Musselman's a candidate. I'll say that.
I didn't say he was. I'm just saying if you want a name that's had success and is a sitting, you know, major college coach, there you go. Go to Illinois, get Brad Underwood. I'm not saying that I want him. I'm just saying you want names. I can't tell you because I don't know who's going to apply.
What success has Musselman had? Elite Eight?
Yeah.
One Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Has he won the SEC yet?
That I don't know. Did they not 3 years ago? 2 years ago.
When they were a three seed?
Yeah.
I think Kentucky won it.
Probably so. All right.
I'm going to look at Musselman's resume.
Look at that. See what he's making. 806-855-3712. Either or Thursday. Free for life at all sporting events you attend. What would you choose? Either nachos or hot dogs? Next head coach for Texas Tech, either a young up-and-comer or an older established vet. What do you, not like a veterinarian or a retired military, veteran coach. What do you want? What do you think Texas Tech will do? And then anything else that's on your mind. 806-855-3712. Take the time out. We'll finish up hour number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
March Madness today, AP Top 25 teams in action. Number 2, UCLA, favored by 9 against Colorado. Number 3, Kansas, a 3-point favorite against West Virginia. Number 6, Marquette, by 6.5 against St. John's. Number 7, Texas, a 5.5-point favorite against Oklahoma State. Number 8, Arizona, favored by 8.5 against Stanford. Number 10, Baylor's favored by 4.5 against Iowa State. Number 11, UConn, by 7 against Providence. Number 13, Virginia, favored by 2 against the North Carolina Tar Heels. Number 15, Xavier, a 12-point favorite against DePaul. Number 17, Tennessee, favored by 11.5 against Ole Miss.
Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Take you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Either or Thursday, you can have one of these free for life at all sporting events you attend. Either free nachos or free hot dogs. And then text next basketball coach, either a young up-and-comer or an older established veteran. What do you want? Who do you think they'll get? Also, we got Big 12 action tipped off just a few minutes ago at 16-all Baylor and Iowa State at the 11-11 mark. And in case you've just joined the show, Bill Self in a hospital in Kansas City suffering some sort of medical issue. It's being reported as potential heart attack. We'll see what else comes out today. Doughboy came to pick a fight here. Talking about you eat nachos and a dog with your hands, Frito pies with a spoon or a fork. Come on, Rob.
I think any good nacho needs a fork.
Yeah. Texter says, just tuning in. What are we hearing on names for the new job? Nothing.
McCasland.
Is there truth to the Tang and Grant already been talked to? What about Muss? I don't know. I doubt either one of those coaches have spoken with Texas Tech officials considering they're still coaching.
Right.
Agents, on the other hand.
Agents. Texas Tech has talked to somebody, I'm sure. Agent-wise.
Yeah, agent-wise. Absolutely. You reach out, you're gauging interest.
If they haven't, they're not doing their jobs, right?
Yeah. No.
Agents and the athletic department.
Yeah, but none of those coaches you're mentioning are going to sit down
right
at a McDonald's in Plainview.
During the Big 12 tournament.
Texter, if they go with McCollum, Fraschilla will never pronounce his name correctly.
Well, it ends with an M, so he will.
Texter, I would take Shaka Smart at Tech. He got a raw deal at UT having follow Rick Barnes. He will have better facilities, fan support, and money than he had at UT.
No.
No?
Well, better money. Better money, no.
Yeah.
Better fan support, yes. I said at the time Shaka Smart fits Texas Tech better than Texas. That was a really bad fit.
Right.
But that was his own fault because he went and recruited a bunch of five stars, and that's just not what he does. He's a mid major guy.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
His philosophy, his mindset, all of that works at a Marquette, at a VCU.
Yes.
It doesn't work when you got to be the favorite. For whatever reason. I have empirical evidence. I watched him.
Right, and he's already not been successful in the Big 12. Why bring him back?
Yeah, why would you want that? Texter, like a lot of folks, I think I know better than the powers that be, but I don't, and I don't envy their position. It's not rocket science here.
I also think that, but I would like to try.
Yeah. Texter, as a resident of Wichita Falls, hi there, Wichita Falls, McCaslin did a good job at Midwestern State before he went to Baylor, but it's apples and oranges comparing Midwestern and Tech. Yeah, it is. One's in Lubbock, one's in Wichita Falls.
Again, I would be fine with McCaslin, but I want to be better than fine, right?
Right. Better than okay.
By the way, update. I had forgotten Arkansas lost to Oral Roberts in the Elite Eight. Or did they beat Oral Roberts? Were they the ones that beat Oral Roberts?
They knocked Oral Roberts out to get to the Big Eight, I believe.
But they were right there. So that was a Sweet 16 matchup with Kevin O'Banner.
Right.
So they have gone to back-to-back Elite Eights because they got to the Elite Eight last year as well. But they got, I mean, that was not an easy road, but.
Musselman only making what? Four?
Musselman, four. Scott Drew makes $3.5 million.
You want to sign up Scott Drew for $5.5 million, give him a $2 million pay raise?
I would offer it.
You never have to wear green and gold again ever in your life?
I would 100% talk to Scott Drew, yes.
What would your sales pitch be to get him away from Baylor? Other than just cold, hard cash, baby.
Well, fan support.
Okay. Check.
Facilities. Now, they're building a brand new arena. But we'll offer you, you know, 14, 15,000 sellout. Your facility right now, they're going down to 8.
Yeah.
Because they don't have fan support. They're building an 8,000 seat arena.
Why do you want a guy who can't even beat Iowa State right now?
I always say did go on a run right when we turned it on.
22-19 Iowa State, 8:55 to go. All right. Keep stacking them up on the text line. We'll get to them on the other side. It's a quick top of the hour break. Free for life, all sports events, either nachos or hot dogs. Which one would you choose? Tech basketball seems to be something folks want to discuss today, so I guess we'll keep doing that. We got you till 1, then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Well, it's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, and congrats to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon with the help of you fine folks listening in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. Hanging out till 1 o'clock. in the Arctic Air Studios, and then it's the Rob Bro Show. It's either or Thursday. Every Thursday we make you ask some tough either or questions. Always leads to good discussion, though. Next Tech head coach after Mark Adams resigns last night. Either young up-and-comer or older established veteran coach. What do you think will happen? What would you like to see happen? Also, you could have this free for life at all sporting events, either nachos or hot dogs. Which would you choose and why? A fierce debate, one that I did not think we would be entering into today between the nacho and the hot dog camps, but I'm glad to have you guys texting in. 806-855-3712. I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Follow us there. Come back in the evening for the daily broadcast, usually around 6:30-ish. We archive everything we do at our website, theraiderland.com. He's Rob Bro, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. Aforementioned Rob Bro Show, 1 to 2, Monday through Friday on Talk 103.9 and King of Hat of the Day. All right, so we got all of this discussion right now seems to be centering, and probably rightfully so, on the next Texas Tech men's basketball coach. There are other components regarding the roster and what that's going to look like. We'll discuss some more of that this hour. Already, Fardos Amak has said he is in the portal. But like any good portal person at the portal party, just unsure of the future. No crystal ball. Unsure of the future. Jalen Tyson, unsure of the future, but knows it's going to be okay. And some of the players talking last night.
Yeah. Seemingly okay at Texas Tech, though.
Yeah, with seemingly. Jalen Tyson. Seemingly.
But the last prominent Texas Tech athlete to use the hashtag RRFL, Red Raider for Life, was not.
No.
And is not.
806-855-3712. We'll get back to the text messages. It's 25-24, Iowa State over Baylor, 646. Rob, I don't know if you're like me. I already feel like I've seen every commercial that's going to air in March Madness now 50 times.
Yeah, well, not March Madness because that's a different brand, but
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we'll get them.
I mean, but you're seeing them on, you know.
Well, have we seen the Capital One's one yet?
No.
We'll have new Capital One ones.
They're usually good. Make more of them. That's all I ask. Make more of them.
Yeah. You need to have. They do four or five.
Yeah.
You need to have 20.
Yeah. Also, if I were going to advertise during March Madness, I have no idea what her name is. Lily from the AT&T commercials.
Yeah.
She ubiquitous at this time of year.
Right.
She should be in every ad, like in a cameo appearance, like just a walk-by or something, or sitting there in the background. That every product that advertises, she should be in the ad because it feels like she is in every ad.
That would be really funny one year.
Yeah, just one, she's in every single one.
And, you know, good for her.
Yeah.
She would make a lot of money.
She seems to be doing okay for herself.
Yeah, I
don't know. Is she an actress or anything? Is this what she does?
I'm sure she was an actress, but at this point, like Flo from Progressive, this is just her main gig.
All right, texters stacking up. Let's get to them. 806-855-3712. Jeff in Houston says, McCollum might be very good, but my question is, having won his first national championship in 16-17 and then a great record since then, multiple titles, why has he not gotten that big jump over the last 5 years? That said, the jump in division is much easier in basketball than football. Great question.
I would be more worried why McCasland hasn't made a jump than McCollum, because it's not dangerous, but it's out of the box to hire a D2 coach all the way to the Power 6 level.
Yeah. Jeff also says, really wish Brad Stevens didn't like being presidential for the Celtics because that son of a gun can coach. And also, hot dogs because nachos at sporting events tend to be terrible.
Brad Stevens is an interesting name.
Yeah. Has he been away from the game too long? Talking about the college game.
Right. Is the NBA that different?
Not anymore. Thanks to NIL, you now need a general manager as much as you need a head coach.
Well, and that's the thing with Musselman. Musselman is the perfect coach for the NIL era because he was an NBA coach.
Yeah.
Not a great one, but...
But yeah, he's seen the elephant.
He coached Golden State and Sacramento for a year.
Sacramento, I remember that one.
I think he coached 2 years at Golden State. I don't think he wasn't good. He didn't have a good record, but he was in the NBA game, and now he's been all over college basketball. head coach at Nevada success.
Now you have to manage some elements of that type of environment.
And he gets it.
Plainsman in Dallas checking in finally today. Hope Tech takes a look at McCollum. Highly efficient, cutting-edge offense. Culture guy, relates to players, built a dynasty. Recruiting and jump to Power 6, offsetting concerns. Should have just read that. And
Again, I think any coach that you have recruiting issues with, Texas Tech will recruit to Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, or the Big 12 recruits for itself sometimes, almost. Like, all this transfer portal stuff, that helps the Big 12. Just like it helps the SEC in football. Everybody wants to go play in the best conference.
Right. Texter, would Steve Nash be a good hire? I know he's an NBA guy, but so is Darvin Ham, and Steve Nash knows offense. Horrible cultural fit.
If just because you're a good player doesn't mean you're a good coach.
Nope. How about Randy Bennett as head coach?
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
No, that's not the Wisconsin. Is that the son of the old Wisconsin coach?
I have no idea. I have never heard the name Randy Bennett.
Adams had the keys to a Corvette, ran it off the road. I think Tane could get that Corvette up and running again. What do y'all think? Would he leave? Brent wants to know. You could give him several millions to leave, reasons to leave.
Yeah.
Texter, does Shaka Smart move the needle at all? Nope, discussed it. And how big a mess is TCU basketball compared to Tech? Also, when did teenagers become so soft? It all started after I quit being a teenager.
Yeah.
The day I turned 20, all teenagers became soft. 100%. Jamie Dixon's got a mess on his hands with the little Lampkin story breaking last night. Allegations of, what do you want to call that? Not player mistreatment. That seems a little high, but.
Does it?
I don't know.
That's what
they're saying, that he was injured and they didn't take it seriously. And I mean, it sounds like Lamar Jackson. Hot dogs or nachos? Easy nachos. Nothing like some hot nacho cheese with some jalapenos at a high school football game in November. Also, you can load the nachos with what you want. See, the nacho people are kind of weighing in and saying, I need more than just the nachos. The thing that wins the nachos is all the stuff you get. A basic hot dog, a mustard dog, it's beautiful in its simplicity.
Right.
I can add to it,
yeah.
But I don't have to.
I love nachos because I can add what I like to them. Sounds like a negative to me.
Texter's on the text line today, 806-855-3712. You can have one of these free for life at all sporting events, either nachos or hot dogs. Which do you choose? Also, either or. Either young up-and-coming coach or an older established veteran coach for Tech. What do you think happens? What do you want to see happen? Texter says, hope AMAC has a good life somewhere else. Yeah, funny you bring that up. I wrote some harsh things back in January about Fardos AMAC. Stood by them then. I stand by them now. This will go down as one of the poster child early NIL boss moves to totally use a school. And AMAC absolutely used Tech. He came in, damaged goods, got his $450,000 in NIL, rehabbed for free at Tech, went out and played some, and was the first guy last night to say, I'm out of here. But maybe not. But I'm in the transfer portal. He absolutely used Texas Tech. And I'm surprised he even played a game.
And it would have been fine, but then his follow-up. Or I guess, who was it? John Rothstein, probably, that broke the news? Whoever it was. Oh, no, it was Tobias Bass.
Oh, okay.
Tobias Bass.
Tobias,
breaks the news. Works with The Athletic now, I think. But former Daily Toreador.
Right. Tech guy.
He breaks the news. And then, like an hour later, Fardos is like, I don't know why y'all are mad. I played for my brothers.
Did you?
I don't know. And you know what? Thanks for coming out, Fardos, but I'm with this roster. If you have a brand new roster next year, you have a brand new roster next year. If some guys come back, but Do you want to? You want the whole roster back? They went 5-13 in Big 12.
Yeah, you got there before I did. I have nothing against any of these players personally.
No,
they seem like good kids for the most part. They're not kids; they're young adults.
Now there was a lot of distractions.
Yeah,
off the floor,
and I try to factor that in, but you just won 5 games in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Tell me about Fisher. You can tell me about Pops. You can tell me about anybody.
Again, I think all those freshmen improve.
Doesn't do anything for me.
I think they improve. I'm not turning anyone away, but I'm not complaining about anyone that wants to leave this situation.
I'm not trying to run anybody off this team. I don't feel like you need to trap door anybody on this.
Yeah.
But again, if they want to seek their entertainment elsewhere, you were a 5-win team.
I really wanted Kevin McCullough and Terrence Shannon back, but understood why they left.
I probably
wrap my mind around the Kevin McCullough thing better than most Tech fans.
Probably.
But, again, Pop Isaacs, I think, is going to be really good. I think he improved this year. All-freshman team, I would love to have him back. Jalen Tyson, probably your best player this year. Davian Harmon, I think he has a friendly face coming in, and Drew Steffi, that they've played together and know each other. They know family, friends, or whatever. Does that shape into a pretty good roster if you get that 6'8 kid from Georgia to stay and get a few more 6'8, 6'9, 6'10, 7-foot kind of guys?
Part of the challenge right now, not knowing who the head coach is and not knowing
style,
what your style is.
Scheme, yeah.
What are you going to be? That will change who wants to be on this roster.
And if you hire a guy that loves back-to-the-basket guys and is going to run a slow-plotting offense, Fardaws might stay in.
Boy, slow-plotting, that sums it up.
I mean, if Grant McCaslin's hired,
yeah,
Fardaws might stay.
Fardaws might be too exciting for McCaslin.
Maybe.
Might accidentally score 60 points in a game, and we can't have that. 806-855-3712. We got to take the time out. It's Either Or Thursday. Free for life at all sporting events. What would you choose, either nachos or hot dogs? Next Tech head coach, will it be young and up-and-coming coach or older, established veteran coach? What do you want? What do you think will happen? And then just a whole lot of basketball in general as well today. Imagine that. It's almost like it's March Madness time. 806-855-3712 for you to text in. Quick break. It's Ryan High. It's Raiderland. Featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960. And Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports, Either Or Thursday. Free for life at all sporting events for you. What would you choose, either nachos or hot dogs? An intense battle today. Rob, I truly did not think this one was going to generate kind of the fierce, you know, party lines that it has on our hot dog and nacho people. We have a very varied audience, as we find out every day. Either young up-and-coming coach or older established veteran coach, what do you think Tech will do? What do you want Tech to do there? And then we can talk about just the state of the program, the transfer portal, anything you want to talk about on that front. 806-855-3712. Texter, maybe Joe Biden would make a good new head coach for Tech. He could really suck at his job, but his press secretary would convince everyone that he was winning. And definitely hot dogs. Cheese from a can is for losers. A truly great plate of nachos is crafted, not just slopped together. Look at that nacho elitism going on right there, man.
I'm a loser.
Sign me up.
I'm a loser, baby.
Yeah. Sign me up.
I've got a live photo of the Wabash Cannon Dog.
Oh, alive?
It is worse than it looks like a slug trail on the top of this bacon-wrapped hot. The bacon's undercooked. The purple is seeping into the bun.
It is not disgusting. Sounding edible at all.
Purple relish. You still have green bits. It's goop.
That's not going to get Arizona to jump. That's not going to get Colorado to make the move. By the way, Dennis Dodd, new piece, CBSSports.com. writing from the Big 12 tournament, how everybody is just basically openly saying, yeah, we're going to go get the four corner schools. Bill Self yesterday, he was interviewed yesterday. Obviously, he's in a hospital today, talking about how Arizona the key. That picture you just described just sounds horrible. Yeah, well, younger, hipper, cooler. No nights off. No good nachos. Doughboy talking about AMAC. He was only here for the money and free rehab to top it off. He's not that good. He has trouble dribbling, and for a big guy, not coordinated all that well. Looks lost, in my opinion.
For a big guy, he's probably coordinated pretty well.
Pretty, yeah.
It's generally the opposite.
Yeah. So, my deal on AMAC, here's my thoughts on AMAC the player, okay? For his sake, hopefully he was only operating at about 50 to 60%. You know? Texter.
I mean, is he going to go back down to a lesser Power 6 team conference and then go to the NBA?
If I were him, I'd just make myself available to pro ball and go to the G League or go where you're going to go.
Absolutely.
Just do it.
He shouldn't.
But if he can convince somebody to give him another $450,000 in NIL money, he's making more than he's making as a G Leaguer.
Right.
That's like Timmy at Gonzaga. He's making more as a college player than what his market value would have been, most likely. Fascinating. Texter, seemed this whole roster worried more about their hair and sideburns more than winning Big 12 games. NIL cash grab? Was there a strong sideburn game and hair game on this team?
On the Tech team?
Yeah.
Sideburn? I don't remember any sideburn. Well, Kerwin Walton had some solid burns, I think, for a while.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is a backhanded dig or not on this text.
Okay. For me or you?
Neither one, actually.
Oh, okay.
A change of pace.
Nobody else is calling us POSs?
Obnoxious.
Oh, yeah, obnoxious
POS. I'm the obnoxious POS.
That's right.
You get it right.
That's right.
Why are people mad at Kirby? He's doing what he's paid to do, raise money and improve the brand, not hire and fire. I'll just let that comment stand on its own.
Yeah, and he's done really well at that.
Plainsman in Dallas, only guys I would like to see back are Tyson, Fisher, and maybe Pop. Good luck to the rest of them. I don't want to lose Pop because I don't want to lose Richard.
If you had Baylor first half money line, it's tied 3 from the logo, 41-38. Back to Flagler from the logo.
Buried it. Baylor money line first half.
From the Big 12 logo at midcourt. Just a jump shot. What a drain. That was awesome.
No.
Baylor shooting better than 50% from 3, 7 of 13.
Future Texas Tech coach Scott Drew being interviewed right now on TV. I'm telling you, you can money whip almost anybody in the country. I don't know what people... Tech's got the money. If Chris Beard were still here, you'd be paying $6 million plus, basically on an escalated deal probably, that you reduced when you hired Adams and you went cheap on Adams. But this is a school that can pay $6 million. That's multiple million dollars than most sitting Power 6 coaches make.
Here's the 2022 salaries, top salaries.
Yeah.
These are the guys you can't money whip. Bill Self, Calipari, Izzo, Jay Wright retired, but last year he made $6.1 million. Beard was at 5.3. Rick Barnes is at 5.2. Jamie Dixon, 4.3. Crazy.
Boy, Chris, is robbing the bank there in Fort Worth.
Chris Mack making a bunch of money at Louisville.
He should wear a ski mask when he picks up his check.
Bob Huggins, 4.1. And then because of who they are, I think you could probably get Eric Musselman a raise. I don't think you could steal him away. I just don't. You certainly should ask. Bruce Pearl, 3.8 at Auburn. Dana Altman, 3.8 at Oregon. Mick Cronin, 3.7 at UCLA. Mick Cronin?
Mick Cronin?
That's a name.
Season being derailed by injury right now here late.
Tony Bennett at Virginia. He's up and down. I don't know if I'd want Tony Bennett.
Okay.
Jeff Capel at Pittsburgh.
Tony Bennett's lack of offense is what would keep me from wanting him in the Big 12.
And then Scott Drew, 3.5. Brad Underwood, 3.5.
Yeah.
I think Underwood has a huge buyout. Yeah. $16
million. Oh, yeah. A little problematic right there.
And then Scott Drew's buyout might be outrageous, but they don't have to tell you what it is.
Right. Point being, Tech's got plenty of money to hire just about anybody in the country if it's only about money. If it's only about money. It's
contract money.
Contract money.
Buyout money is different.
Yeah.
I don't know that you could pay $18 million for a guy.
Shout out Raiderlands Realtor Kyle Rogers Remax. Hello, guys. Hot dogs all the way. Concession stand plastic nacho cheese is the absolute worst thing ever. Great. It was great to see you in Houston, Rob. What'd you try at the ballpark, Kyle wants to know.
You know, they didn't have a lot of stuff open, but I did have a foot-long hot dog with burnt ends, kind of a cheese sauce, and pickles, and it sounds way better than it was.
Huh. Bottom of the hour break. It's quick. 806-855-3712. Free for life at all sporting events, either nachos or hot dogs. Which would you take and why? Young up-and-comer or older, established veteran coach? Who do you think Tech hires? Who do you want them to hire? 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you to 1 o'clock Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. News, Money, Sports. The Rob Bro Show comes your way from 1 to 2. One of my favorite days of the week. Top 5 for sure. It's Power Rank Thursday, where you folks can just power rank anything you want. Just get to power ranking stuff. Get your power rankings ready to go. I love Thursdays on the Rob Bro Show. It's either a Thursday free for life at all sporting events. The rest of your life, you could get either free nachos or free hot dogs. Which would you choose and why? And then talking Texas Tech basketball, the Mark Adams resignation last night. Either young and up-and-coming coach or an older, established veteran coach. Who do you think Tech gets? Who do you want Tech to get? 806-855-3712. Texters are on the text line, Rob. Texter, agree with the previous nacho elitist. In general, I'm nachos over hot dogs anyway, but ballpark hot dogs are much better than ballpark nachos. I can only take so much fake cheese. I like it. I like the fake cheese. I'm still probably going hot dogs, though. Texter, if Self can't coach in the national tournament, how much effect would that have? Would you take another Big 12 team to win it all? In the crass reality of the question, yeah, I think it would affect Kansas severely if Bill Self were not on the bench for the NCAA tournament. And then I would be I would move them down in the pecking order just a little bit. I don't know. I haven't bothered to look since I saw the news this morning on the betting markets, Rob, where you get futures for the NCAA tournament or not. So I don't know. I'll check later on today. I mean, Rob, what would move the needle more for you, losing a star player or a star coach in college basketball? Coach matters.
Two things here. For the tournament, player.
Yep.
Player. 100% player. If UConn didn't have Kimba Walker, if Texas Tech had a healthy Keenan Evans, I think both of those seasons are dramatically different.
Yeah.
Maybe not dramatically, but
different. But in a term, we talk about tournament coaches. I don't know.
Yeah, and Bill Self is one of the greatest at inbounds plays and all that stuff, but it's all in the playbook, yeah.
Texter is intrigued by Dusty May there at Florida Atlantic, especially considering he beat McCaslin twice this season. Vlad Goldin playing over there now. I remember him. You remember him?
I do.
He's a big component of that team, by the way. He's having a really good year. Had to build that program from the depths, says Jeff in Houston. We're talking FAU? No, I'm talking Arkansas, Illinois, UCLA. I ain't raiding FAU. Texter on the hair and sidelines. Bacho, sideburns earlier.
Oh, yeah. I remember the chops.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Texter says, if you're going to be a POS, best to be an obnoxious one. I couldn't agree more. Question, and I admit I know very little about college basketball recruiting. My question is, do you need ties to Texas schools like I feel you do if you're a football coach? No, not really. Look at the roster for Texas Tech. Texas Tech recruits nationally. College basketball recruiting is very different than football recruiting in the state of Texas. Now, there are some very good players that come out of the state of Texas, but it is not nearly as provincial. The high school football coach, Rob, still holds great sway over the high school football player in the recruiting process. Most of your high school basketball coaches are ancillary to the club coaches, the AAU coaches, the street agents, whatever you want to call them. That it doesn't matter nearly as much. That said, you still need a coach that I think is a good cultural fit with Lubbock and West Texas. Whether it's football, baseball, basketball, that has to come paramount to me. That the coach has to fit in where they are, but you don't have to know anybody at Dallas Kimball. You don't have to know anybody, at Duncanville or whatever necessarily to recruit it. It doesn't play the same way. Texter says you need a young up and coming coach that believes in complementary basketball. Did you hear that? Complementary basketball.
Heard that before.
Not all defense and 50 points a game. Also, not a team scoring 80 but allowing 82. Also, nachos all the way. Is complimentary basketball about to become a phrase?
Grant McCaslin coaches complimentary basketball.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times you...
He plays slow and he scores low.
Yeah, you had a disconnected... You were just playing defense at Texas Tech.
Yeah. I mean, his whole deal is minimize possessions, minimize opportunities... And just grind, grind, grind. Now, my problem with that now is that's an incredibly small margin for error. As we have seen, even at times with Texas Tech over the last four seasons, that all of a sudden when your team can't score 70, when you can't score 68, you got a problem.
Yeah, you got to win in multiple ways. And nothing against the Conference USA, but when you have Baylor, who has... four or five guys who can shoot 50% from three on any given night.
Right.
Like I think it'd be really hard for him to win here.
In
the Big 12.
Yeah,
I want
the next coach at Texas Tech to have a little more emphasis on offense. You've got to be able to score. You just can't do it trying to win 60 to 58. Not consistently. And again, there's just no margin for error. That's, teams right. like that have problems in the NCAA tournament just because of that reason. Texter, nachos, but what if you dip your hot dog in the cheese? I ain't going to say nothing.
I believe that was nacho.
Texter, with the Pac-12 demise, go after Tommy Lloyd, the Arizona coach.
Why would he leave a Big 12 school for a Big 12 school?
Yeah, he's just going to be changing in the conference. I don't know why I would necessarily want to make that move so close. 806-855-3712 gets you in on the text line today. Question of the day, free for life at all sporting events, either nachos or hot dogs. Which one would you choose and why? We're talking about the next coach at Texas Tech. You can go either young and up-and-coming coach or older and established veteran coach. Two things here. What do you want to have happen? What do you think will happen? What do you think Texas Tech will do? And again, it's hard because you just don't quite know who all is interested in the job. You'll get great applicants. I don't worry about that. You will absolutely get great applicants for this. I mean, this is just a really great program job right now.
Yeah,
you're in the best conference. You've got facilities that are as good as anybody. You've got amazing fan support, right? You can pay with anybody in the country, more or less. Is that still something that's a mind virus for some Tech fans, Rob, that they can't come to grips with where Tech really is financially these days and what they can do financially?
Well, I do think there's a disconnect between what you and I think and what's happened in the last couple of years, because you have gone cheap on a couple of hires.
Yeah.
Now, I think you hired the right guy in both situations. I still believe Mark Adams was a good hire in the moment. Mark Adams, again, was not the same guy this year that he was last year, in my opinion.
Seemingly.
And Joey McGuire, absolutely the right hire, but you paid him bottom five in the Big 12.
Yeah.
So until they go out and give a guy a huge check to start a contract, maybe I still have the mind virus a little
bit.
Well, because there's two different ways to look at it. They do have the money, but history tells you have to win here first to earn that money.
Well, and also, but history tells us that you haven't hired anybody who's won big at the Power 5 level. You've certainly never hired a football coach that fits that. Oh, wait a minute, you did a long time ago who won pretty big, but we shall not talk about that. But in basketball, your last several hires, I mean, the retread and Billy Clyde Gillespie.
Yeah, will they, can they? Two different conversations.
Yeah, will they and can they?
Can they? I guess. Yeah, theoretically.
So.
Will they?
I just,
they haven't.
I just still think a lot of Tech people walk around acting like Tech's a poor, and they're not. It ain't no poverty program around here. 806-855-3712. Do you mind if we steal some thunder from your show?
Hey, go ahead.
We have a power ranking that has been submitted
here. Oh, yeah,
let's
do it.
Jeff in Houston, POS power rankings.
Okay. All
5,
right.
Dumb. 4, stupid. 3, dirty. 2, nasty. 1, obnoxious.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree.
Strong power ranking list.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Just sounds nasty.
Pretty much is. 806-855-3712. Texter, and I might get yelled at, but I like Wes Miller from UNC Greensboro. I know, small school, but the dude played at North Carolina and has an amazing record.
Again, I'm not out on small school. Right now, and I know it's kind of a bit to say make him say no, I would make Jerome Tang and Scott Drew say no.
Yeah.
At least get them raises in the Big 12.
Yeah. Do them a solid. Make Kansas State and Baylor spend more of their money if they're going to keep them.
Now, Jerome Tang has done it 1 year, and who knows if he can do that multiple times. Maybe he just has two really good players.
I mean, who do you trust more, the 1 year of Jerome Tang at Kansas State, the 5 years of McCasland as a head coach?
Right.
You know, what do you trust more?
I trust the 20 years of Scott Drew.
Yeah.
I trust the 3 years of Arkansas, 4 years of Nevada of Eric Musselman.
Yeah.
That would be the biggest check you'd have to write, though, of what I think are borderline legitimate candidates.
Right. Key phrase, borderline legitimate.
Yeah.
Texter, two coaches I think would work due to their knowledge of basketball and sports in general. Ryan Hyatt and assistant coach Bro.
Nice.
I'm in. I'll be your CEO. I can point at an inbounds play in the huddle and say, run that. Did y'all work on that this week? I wasn't here. I was out glad-handing, raising money.
I would much rather be a football coach. I think I'd fit there. If you had to coach college athletics 1 year, what sport would you coach?
College athletics?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe baseball?
I could
set a lineup.
Yeah. Baseball or football? Probably football.
Yeah.
I got a good staff, right?
That's what I'm saying. You got a good staff.
Texter, it'd be nice to have a coach who can draw up an inbounds play like Bill Self. Nobody likes inbounds plays.
Would you be an offensive coach or a defensive coach?
It might surprise you. I think I'd be a defensive coach. I've always enjoyed the idea of even being an offensive guy myself. The analyzing the offense through the defense lens, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Of counter programming, counter punching, dictating. And I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I think it would be fun to coach the defensive side of the ball. Yeah. Just me personally.
Right.
You go, okay, they want to do this. This is what we're going to do. You know what we're going to do? Blitz every play.
Odd front, even front?
Yeah.
Multiple?
Both.
Okay.
Both. All of the fronts. We're going to jam the box. We're going to zone blitz. We're going to have a light box. We're going to have a heavy box, Rob.
Okay.
We're going to be in dime. We're going to be in nickel.
We're going to,
sometimes we'll be in quarters. Sometimes we'll be in halves.
This is Todd Orlando's defense that we're doing? Legendary Texas Tech coach Todd Orlando.
We're going to be in so many defenses, you won't know what defense we're in. That's how I keep the offense guessing. My players don't even know what they're doing. How can they attack me if my guys don't know where they are?
That's David Gibbs' defense.
Yes, apparently.
That worked.
Then I'm going to get the Lyle Setensich 13 checklist points pre-snap.
There you go.
Oh, gosh, I used to be able to tick them all off. Alignment, assignment, key, technique. Seriously, there was this list of everything you had to do. And then I just get the best athletes and the best players that can run fast and are big and say, get the guy with the ball. And don't let that guy run around there. Get the ball.
That checklist thing is a big Tony Dungy thing.
Yeah.
But Tony Dungy got you to where it was the second nature.
Right. And you had guys that had played football for a long time as opposed to 18 and 19-year-olds.
Right.
Oh, the old line, Setensich, God rest his soul, a good man. You know, you got to have like 20 starts before you really comprehend the we ain't got time for that, coach.
Right. Well, in 2000, you might have.
What was the bingo card on Lyle Setensich coming up on the show today?
Probably the least likely of the bingo cards.
Of the bingo cards. It catches. It's like Baylor first half money line.
Obnoxious POS with you and I is probably the free space.
Yeah, that was a given. That was a given. We got to take the final timeout of the day, 806-855-3712. We'll get back into your text messages. Free for life at all sporting events. What would you take, either nachos or hot dogs? Next coach, either a young up-and-comer or an older established veteran, and whatever else may be on your mind. Take advantage of the time we have together, 806-855-3712. We'll finish up strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux. Final segment of the day, Either or Thursday. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Breaux Show from 1 to 2. Big Power Rank Thursday coming up. Free for life at all sporting events. Would you choose either nachos or hot dogs? Next Tech head coach, either young up-and-comer or old established veteran. And whatever else you can get in and discuss with us, 806-855-3712. Baylor, Iowa State. Baylor 50-42, 15:57 to go. Miami trying to close out Wake in the ACC, 69-62, 2:44 to go. How about Jim Larranaga? What about him? Oh, wait, he's 73. Well, let's not hold it against him.
Old and established.
There it is, old and established. Texter, if Tech is in fact paying top dollar for players in basketball, why would any most hit the portal? Fair question. Maybe they think they can get a better deal elsewhere. Individually, maybe they don't like the style of play. Maybe they just want to go. Texter, we're going to play complimentary basketball and stack success. I don't have any idea. Texter, hold on. Doughboy, you're going to have to clarify. Doughboy just texted in golf.
Oh, if you could coach any sport.
Oh, okay. I got
an yeah, that'd be a good one.
I thought I'd miss. Yeah, I go. That's yeah.
A free paycheck because you got to coach the swing during the week, but you just got to.
No, I'm just gonna play back video of when you were hitting it well. Say, hey, when you were doing this,
you can hire
a
swing coach.
Do this. I mean, I'm not minimizing Greg Sands at all, but give me a golf cart and a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, I was trying not to when I said. I was about to say, now you don't do anything coaching golf, but he works hard. I'm sure he's doing a lot of stuff.
I know a few old golf coaches. They might concur.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a lot of recruiting involved.
Right.
You just got to get them to campus and then turn them loose.
Yeah, you got to understand how to get visas for everybody now.
By the way, have you seen on Netflix the Full Swing documentary?
No.
Have you heard about it?
Just now.
So last year, a camera crew started following all the PGA golfers.
Okay.
Just before the Live stuff, before it all. And I guess they were just going to document the PGA Tour, and then it turned into a incredible documentary.
Oh, wow.
I watched a couple of episodes yesterday. The one between Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, obviously featuring Mito Pereira and his PGA
right.
championship.
Let's not go to the 17th
performance.
Hole.
Yeah, well, we did. And the 18th, where he hits it into the water. Then you go several episodes further, and Mito Pereira has his own episode. So,
oh, wow.
It's a really cool feature. The PGA Tour, a lot like Major League Baseball, you don't get to see behind the scenes a lot.
No.
And this is a really cool, I've only seen two of them so far, but it's really cool to get the psyche and some open interviews. The one about Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth was really cool because they're longtime friends. And they've been playing against each other since the, you know, like junior leagues, since they were 13. So it was really cool to see behind the curtain a little bit. And if you want to see some
What's
personality, finally, Full Swing.
Full Swing.
Full Swing. It's really good so far. I'm excited about the Mito Pereira episode as well.
All right, I'm going to check that out. That sounds like something I would enjoy.
It's good.
J.J. Colleen mentioned it all in any of the episodes?
Well, not yet, but I'm sure he will.
I mean, it's just a matter of time. It would not be complete without him. 50-46 Baylor, 14-16 and counting. The Rob Bro Show is coming your way in mere moments, so you can keep texting in on Power Rank Thursday, 806-855-3712. I'll be back with you guys tonight around 6:30-ish on the daily broadcast. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. Big Friday show tomorrow. You don't want to miss out. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Friday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.